What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Okay, hang on. Okay, we're back on again here. We had a temporary drop on our internet connection here out on the island of Oahu. We're having equipment problems again, apparently with our internet. And how lovely to live in a modern technological society like the United States of America. It's took out not only my computer and my radio show, but Claire's phones are now down as well. So, endless. Anyway, where were we before we were so rudely interrupted? Obviously, it's the start of hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, for the longest time, I have been sharing with you a story and photos about the drug trade in Afghanistan and how under the Taliban it had all but eradicated the opium. And ever since, the U.S. has gone on in, the poppies are blooming, there are bumper crops, and cheap opium is flooding into the United States of America for the American drug lords. And it's a big problem. Right now, apparently 80% of the world's opium output is consumed by Americans, both legal and illegal opiate use. We're a nation of druggies, and we're being encouraged in that direction. Every corner of every intersection, on one corner there'll be a drug store. Yes, drugs are good. Our drugs are good. The other guys' drugs are bad, but our drugs are good. You want drugs. Lots of drugs. Well, it's starting to get some attention in places other than whatreallyhappened.com. And Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is calling out NATO for their role in the Afghan drug trafficking problem. Now, when the U.S. went into Afghanistan and the poppy started blooming, the cheap heroin was not only flowing to the United States of America, some of it was being sent into Russia. And by the way, sending addictive drugs into a foreign country is another form of covert warfare. You want to get their young people hooked on opium. It harms the gross domestic product. It limits military recruitment, so forth and so on. Russia, even back then, was saying, please stop this. You are in control on the ground in Afghanistan. Why are you not stopping this? And now Lavrov is out there saying NATO just turned a blind eye to all of this stuff. The poppies are everywhere. The opium is flowing, and NATO is clearly not interested in looking at this problem, assuming they're not actually directly involved in these criminal schemes. Well, we know for a fact that they are, because we have photos of these coalition forces, some of them wearing the United States arm patch, guarding and protecting the opium fields and actually handling the sacks of the raw opium. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about Afghanistan and the opium coming out of there with the connivance of NATO, with the connivance of the United States of America. Now, when this problem first surfaced and people said, all of a sudden, there's opium coming out of Afghanistan. Can't you do something about it? Remember the official U.S. government response? We have to let these farmers grow the opium poppies. We know it's bad. It's a very bad drug and chemical. But if we don't let these Afghan farmers grow the opium poppies, they've got no other means of supporting themselves. Really? What were they doing for a living when the Taliban was in charge and opium was outlawed? Why can't they go back to doing that? Because there's a lot more money in opium poppies. And I'm glad Lavrov is starting to look at this, because I have been putting this out for a long time. This is what your kids are being killed for in Afghanistan, oil and opium. We're not bringing those people democracy. We're not saving them from an evil dictatorship. Afghanistan was invaded over an oil pipeline right-of-way argument that goes all the way back to the 1990s. Now, the Taliban was open to the idea of a pipeline, but they wanted to charge a certain price for the pipeline right-of-way, knowing that pipelines can be very damaging to the immediate environment. And the oil company consortium that wanted that pipeline, they didn't want to pay the retail price or the tourist rates. And so they literally went before the United States of America, this consortium of oil companies, and they said, it'll be cheaper if we change the government in Afghanistan to one who is more conducive to the oil company interest. Now, one of the participating oil companies in this consortium was Unocal, and their representative to Congress arguing for regime change was Hamid Karzai. Following the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai became the installed president of Afghanistan, and the oil company got their pipeline right away for pennies. Meanwhile, of course, the opium poppies started poppying, and the opium started flooding into the streets of America and Russia, and I'm glad Lavrov is calling attention to this. It's another reminder that the government of the United States of America is itself steeped deep in drug money corruption. Opium from Afghanistan, opium from Vietnam, cocaine from South America. Our government has been more corrupted by drug money than the government was corrupted by alcohol money during Prohibition. We're back in that same mess. Now, the U.S. Senate has voted overwhelmingly to support Montenegro's joining of NATO. And Rand Paul basically came on out there and said, what's the point of this? You're obligating us to yet another war in yet another foreign nation. Most Americans can't even find Montenegro on a map, and you're voting to send their kids there to fight and be killed. And they're absolutely right about that one. Now, over in Israel and Palestine, as Israel screams about evil Gazans and demographic bombs and all the rest of it, Palestine is still out there saying We are ready to talk peace. We are willing to come to a peaceful agreement with Israel as long as they end the occupation of Palestine and recognize the right of the state of Palestine to exist, which seems perfectly reasonable to me. But Israel has never gone along with that. And therein lies the root cause of all the suffering, all the war, all the horror in that part of the world, going back for 60 years. Because the Zionists came on in, carved off part of Palestine, said, this is now Israel, you must recognize our right to exist. And Palestine came on back and said, well, we'll recognize your right to exist within your defined borders when you recognize our right to exist. And Israel's attitude was, no, you recognize our right to exist. You don't put any conditions on it. And Israel pointedly did not recognize the right of Palestine to exist. Remember Golda Meir came on out and said, there's no such thing as Palestine. The anti-Semites just made it up to annoy us. And then a postcard surfaced in Golda Meir's own hand listing her address as Palestine. And readers, listeners have over the years sent me many, many coins from Palestine. So there, yes, there really was a Palestine. We have photos and Lumiere brother movies about it and everything. But that's been the cause of the problem. If Israel would simply grant to their neighbors that which they demand for themselves, a right to exist, all of this bloodshed could have been avoided. But Israel's attitude is, you recognize our right to exist and we'll eventually get around to drawing our borders somewhere. Somewhere being the Nile to the Euphrates, the Eretz Israel as described in the Torah. So Palestine's out there trying to make peace, Israel's making war, and you are paying for all of it. Now the good news is Israel's agenda is in trouble. As you know, they're having the AIPAC policy conference, and there have been a lot of protests against it. And what was really rather reassuring to see is a lot of American Jews were protesting AIPAC, especially young American Jews. There is now a generational divide on Israel's policies toward Palestine. The younger Jews do not see any legitimate reason for what the government of Israel does to Palestine, and they're speaking out against it, despite the religious prohibition against it. And good for them, because it's time to disconnect the world's Jewish people from the actions of the government of Israel. Because Israel has gotten away with everything they've gotten away with by claiming to speak for all the world's Jewish people. So that when you criticize what Israel has done, they scream, oh, you just hate the Jews. You're an anti-Semite. You want Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the oven. But when you have American Jews, especially young American Jews out there disagreeing openly with Israel's government policy, Israel can't do that anymore. Israel can't blur the line between the actions of a government and a race of people, which they've been doing deliberately. Remember that former member of the Knesset was on Amy Goodman's show? She came on out and said, anti-Semite is a trick. Anytime somebody asks a question, the government of Israel can't answer. The first thing they say is, you're an anti-Semite. We're taking that trick away from them. In part because they've used it so much, nobody cares anymore. 20 years ago, if ADL or AIPAC came out and said, you're an anti-Semite, and they say, oh, please take it back. Take my money here. Take my child for your wars. Please take back that word and take back that label. Grovel on the ground. These days, an Israel supporter comes on out and says, you're an anti-Semite. The response is, okay. That's what you want to think. Who cares? Nobody cares anymore about these smears. And especially with Donald Trump being proven right that a lot of this anti-Semitism is a manufactured hoax and illusion. It is all a hoax. That's how you're controlled. It's really like living in the movie The Matrix. You look at these screens or you read the newspaper, you listen to the radio, and you think that's the real world, and it isn't. It's this very complex electronic system to put an alternate reality in front of your eyes to favor certain interests. All right, let's move on to the economic news. The Fed's Rosengren is predicting there will be 3 more rate hikes this year. All of them as ill-advised as the last one, which as far as anybody can see, was done not for economic reasons, but for political ones, to hamstring Donald Trump's attempt at rebuilding America's infrastructure by making the cost of borrowing money for that infrastructure higher. And everybody understands a repaired infrastructure is not only going to produce more jobs, but a more efficient infrastructure is good for commerce. But this isn't about what's good for commerce, good for the economy, good for the people. It's about turf wars. It's about getting that Donald Trump, getting rid of the people's choice for president, and put in one of our people again, like Hillary Clinton. That's what this is all about. And they're willing to make decisions that are contrary to the public good just to score points in their little faction fight. Okay. Now, as you know, Theresa May has activated Article 50. Officially, Great Britain is leaving the European Union. There'll be 2 years of transition and negotiation that they're going to try and play games with, but it's actually official as of now. The letter of transmittal has been signed and delivered to Brussels. Great Britain has activated Article 50. We are leaving, so long, and thanks for all the pointless regulation. The banks in London are informing their staff there's no reason to panic. All these dire predictions of economic implosion and devastation were just part of the campaign by the Remainers. And they're not real. And they're not going to materialize. Britain and Germany are already talking their own defense pact. Trump's going to fast-track a trade deal with the newly independent Great Britain. All of these warnings just aren't going to happen. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Donna in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm calling about what's happening with Vince Foster. This report that his body was exhumed and...
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. For one thing...
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the first way we know that a hoax is where they claim to be exhuming the body from is not where Vince Foster is buried. And right now, the various political interests in the corporate media are trying to discredit the independent media by setting up all kinds of new websites that look like they're serious news websites, yes, and they put out all kinds of bogus stories in the hope that we'll pick them up, and then they can come on out and say, oh, you crazy kooks, you actually thought they were going to do all this stuff. And obviously, Saturday being April Fool's Day, we all have to be on our guard. There was already another story floating around that Trump was going to fire FBI Director Comey and replace him with Trey Gowdy on April 1st, which is Saturday. So we all have to be on guard for that. But yeah, the story about Vince Foster's body being exhumed is an absolute hoax. They're just trying to jam us up with nonsense so we get distracted away from the new Watergate, Watergate 2. We need a new name for that. And that's what it is. It's all distraction. They don't want us looking at Hillary's email server. They don't want us looking at the Obama administration bugging Donald Trump's campaign. And so they're just throwing up all kinds of stuff in the hope that we'll be lured away. Vince Foster being exhumed. Chemtrails are now out there. HARP is coming back. The Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot form a new country western band, or whatever else is they're going to say.
Well, that explains why you're not flying high about this. Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Now, as you know, one of the big issues Ukraine is dealing with. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to get back to the news here. Joe in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling to see why me as a civilian can do a citizen's, can't do a citizen's arrest on these representatives that are representing sanctuary cities.
The considerations are all practical. I mean, in theory, yes, knowing there has been a violation of Title 8, it would be legally legitimate for a group of citizens to go on in and say, we're placing you under arrest, and we're going to take you down to the prosecutor. That breaks down on two points. Back in the 1980s, the Supreme Court took away from the American people the right to file criminal charges against somebody. And that gave the prosecutors a huge amount of power to decide who does and does not get charged for a given crime. And that politicized that entire process. On a more practical note, obviously, these people who are violating the immigration laws know they're violating the immigration laws. They know there's hostility to it, and they probably have a lot of private security around themselves who will basically club you into submission for your impertinence.
Well, any other way to make these people pay?
Vote them out of office next election. And the way you vote them out of office next election is you start working within your own precinct, your own community, county, and state to overhaul that election system, get rid of those machines, get rid of illegal immigrant voting, get rid of dead voting, and get an honest election system there. And that will restore to the American people the power to fire crooked politicians who refuse to follow the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's a necessary first step.
Great answers. Thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now then, one of the problems Ukraine is dealing with, along with its the failure to reacquire Crimea, the Donbass, Donetsk People's Republic, all of that, is that following the U.S.-backed coup d'etat that put Poroshenko in power, Ukraine was buying their oil and gas, mostly gas, from Russia, and they had run up quite a huge bill. And not too long ago, Poroshenko basically said, well, because of the hostilities with Russia, we refuse to pay the bill. So there. And Russia was being very patient. They didn't shut the valve off. But they did take Ukraine to the High Court of London. Apparently all the payments are routing through the London Financial Center. And they went to court. And the London High Court has now ruled Ukraine must repay that $3 billion to Russia along with all accrued interest. And for Ukraine, that's a big chunk of money, and it's a big economic hit. And apparently part of this, the reason it went to the London High Court, was Ukraine's Eurobond debt is also unpaid at this time. Possibly because of this court decision, the World Bank has now delayed approval of a new loan for Ukraine until May 2nd. We're going to put it off a month. So we're going to hold off on this deal. See, right now Ukraine is soliciting new loans to pay the older loans. Ukraine is in a position where they've maxed out their credit card, and their only solution is to get a new credit card and transfer the balance. Get a new credit card, transfer the balance, keep living off the credit cards, and they're running out of credit cards. And even though the World Bank is fully on board with the globalism agenda, there's a point that comes where they realize Ukraine is not going to succeed in reclaiming the Eastern Ukrainian republics or Crimea. And they're going to cut Poroshenko off, and Ukraine is going to immediately collapse economically. And the European Union nations will get stuck with the bill. Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $110 million to settle the lawsuit over account abuses. As you know, Wells Fargo was caught encouraging their salespeople to use any means possible to get clients to buy things. Often the clients didn't even realize that it happened. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers. Keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the economic news here, we're going to take a phone call. Steve in British Columbia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Nothing much. I just trying this out, and I just want to say hi. And, yeah, thank you for your work. You're doing a bang-up job. And I like the blade I see in the background. That's a nice blade.
Well, that's actually just a decoration. The general rule of thumb is swords in this home are real and practical, but that one's a wall decoration, and if you were to try and swing it around, the handle would come off. But I have it because I actually did work on the first of the Schwarzenegger Conan movies, and I always wanted one of those swords, and the De Laurentiis people made us smash up the moles and the jigs and everything, so that's the best I could do.
Oh, no, you're part of the movie. Wow. Cool. But nonetheless, yeah, it's nice, though. Yeah, I like blades, and yeah, I've been eyeing that blade. Like, wow, that's nice. But anyways, yeah, I just want to say hi, and yeah, because I
assume. Oh, yeah, I like pointy, sticky things. I'm a guy. I like pointy. Claire's into jewelry, and I'm into knives and black powder firearms and things like that. I was on my college fencing team.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're quite adept with blades, then. Cool. Yeah,
yes,
I love sharpening knives.
I can swash my buckles with the best of them, but the last time I wagged my scally in public, I was arrested.
Yeah, I think people are a little sensitive with blades. Yeah, it's just a blade. I guess it depends on the yielder, but people see it, it's like, oh!
It is amazing today to see people's reactions to any weapons, not just guns, but even knives. Ooh, it's a knife. And that's good. Boy, that certainly wasn't the... When I was a kid, I was a Boy Scout. You know what a Boy Scout knife was back when I was a Boy Scout? It was an 8-inch sheath hunting knife. And yes, they had the little tiny knives with the can openers and everything as well. But the Boy Scout knife was the 8-inch sheath knife. I haven't seen one of those on a Boy Scout in decades. Anyway, Steve, we're going to let you go here, Steve, because I want to get back to the news. Thank you very much for the phone call. And I love British Columbia, by the way. It's just gorgeous up there. They got an amazing, if you get to Vancouver, British Columbia, they have an amazing anthropology museum there. Do make time to see that, because it is really impressive. When Claire and I were hiding out in the Cascade Mountains in Washington State, every once in a while we would drive up to Vancouver. Just because it is beautiful, and we just we love the place. Now then, getting on back. Okay, getting on back to the news here. The economic news, rather. There is now a first in the nation settlement involving subprime auto loan securitization. Now, this is actually very significant. A unit of Banco Santander has agreed to pay $22 million in connection with what the Attorney General in Massachusetts called a first-in-the-nation settlement involving subprime auto loan securitization. Now, if you remember, all the way back in 2008, the mortgage-backed security fraud, a big part of the problem, a big reason it went out of control, was this bundling of loans broke what's called the securitization chain. In the good old days of responsible and ethical banking, if I, as a banker, were going to loan you money, I would take steps to make sure that you were economically in a position to make the loan payments, which would keep everybody happy. That there would be collateral to back it all up. But with the rise of the mortgage bundling, which was so popular, they didn't have enough mortgages, and that's when they opened up the subprime mortgage market. We need mortgages. We don't care if they can pay them or not. And in that model, the person who was issuing the mortgage or the car loan doesn't worry about whether it's being repaid, because as soon as they get the signature on that loan, they turn around and resell it to the mortgage bundlers or car loan bundlers, and they break the securitization chain, and that's why so many of these mortgages in the mortgage-backed security fraud did turn out to be complete garbage. So apparently they've been doing the same thing with subprime auto loans, and they're now being sued. And so good for the Attorney General in Massachusetts for doing this, because one of the big questions people had coming out of 2008, knowing how much criminality and fraud had been going on Wall Street, why was nobody arrested? Why did nobody go to jail? Why instead did the federal government turn around and plunder the American people to come up with the cash to keep Wall Street solvent? Well, for two reasons. One, everybody in Congress was invested in those Wall Street firms that got burned in the mortgage-backed security fraud collapse. They weren't saving the country or the economy by taking all that money away from you and giving it to Wall Street. They were saving their own stock portfolios. And the second reason is because, unfortunately, our nation is no longer a capitalist nation. It is a fascist economic dictatorship. And under fascism, those who make money are allowed to keep it, and those who lose money are allowed to transfer the losses onto the general population. That's the classic definition of fascism. Fascism economics. And that's not from me, that's from Benito Mussolini, who won the Olympic gold medal for being a fascist jerk. Posthumously, as it turns out. Now then, we've been talking about Westinghouse, another iconic American name, except they're not American anymore. They're owned by Toshiba, the nuclear division. And apparently they have run into trouble with their nuclear power plant business, and they're now going into bankruptcy. The good news is, and this is going to have a lot of people grinding their teeth over on Wall Street, China has just discovered a huge gold deposit inside China. They're estimating the life of this mine will be 40 years. That's how much gold is down there. They're estimating it's worth at $22 billion. And that is going to dramatically change things, especially if you remember the story from yesterday about how Russia and China are setting up a structure where BRIC payments are denominated in gold. No more of this funny money, paper and ink, numbers in a computer nonsense. They want a commodity-based economic system. The commodity is gold, and China just stumbled over a huge chunk of it. So let's get on over to immigration and naturalization and refugees and all that other nonsense here. And we are seeing all of these mayors who are standing up openly defying Donald Trump over the question of the defunding of sanctuary cities. This includes Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York. They're vowing to defy Trump. Well, it's kind of an empty threat because all Trump has to do is stop signing the checks, and that's it. The funds are cut. And Jeff Sessions is already out there saying they're getting ready to start yanking all federal funding from the sanctuary cities. And all of these mayors who are out there are in violation of Title 8. There was an article we talked about yesterday where they were saying it's time to stop calling them sanctuary cities and call them secessionist cities. Cities that have already been overrun with illegal immigrants and refugees and are now trying to be their own country where they have a right to be there and we do not. Carried to its extreme, we're talking about the balkanization of the United States. And Trump needs to get on top of that. Trump has got to start showing some muscle. That sheriff we were talking about yesterday is absolutely right. Go into these gubernatorial offices, these mayoral offices with the handcuffs, slap them on, and haul them off to federal court. Now, the open borders people are out there saying, oh, these are wonderful folk who are coming on in. And yes, some of them have got contagious diseases that haven't been around for a long time. And yes, some are rapists. And yeah, some of them are, yeah, but overall, they're really good people. I have an illustration of this. This is coming out of USHerald.com. Apparently, there was this illegal immigrant, Roy Ortiz. And last September, he was trapped in his car during a flash flood. And he was rescued by the first responders. So far, so good. Roy Ortiz is now filing a lawsuit against those first responders for $500,000. Because they didn't respond quickly enough to save his miserable life. When he was asked why he was suing the people who saved his life, he was actually honest enough to say, I want the money. And apparently the image of America, that as seen by the rest of the world, is get what you can any way you can. And that dovetails very much in with the comment I've been making recently that this lust for pieces of paper with colored ink all over them has destroyed the best qualities of what we used to think of as the American character. And I'm not anti-rich. I wouldn't mind being rich myself. There was a time in my life when I was certainly richer than I am now. But there must be a balance. Yes, let's have a business to make money. But let's make a product we can be proud of just for the pride of making a good product. Let's perform a service that really is a benefit to our community. That's capitalism. That's the correct way to do it. I don't have a problem with people, and I've said this before, I know, but I'm going to reiterate it. I don't have a problem with people like Steve Jobs, who came up with the Apple II, or my all-time favorite movie director, James Cameron, who makes wonderful movies that I will gladly give him my money to own copies of, or George Lucas, or Steven Spielberg, or the people who came up with the Raspberry Pi. And they get rich doing that because that's the way capitalism is supposed to work. My objection is with the money junkies, these diseased individuals who corrupt the system to suck wealth out of your pocket and put it into their pocket without returning anything of substantive value to our society. That's who I have a problem with. I just want to be clear on that because I get so many emails saying, "Oh, you just hate rich people because you're not rich." No, there's a lot of rich people I admire, Donald Trump among them, obviously. But it's time to recognize that lust for money, for the sake of the money, is a mental illness. It is an addiction. It is as powerful as cocaine or heroin or meth. And we should be treating it like that. Now, as I mentioned before, Theresa May has issued the official letter to the European Union activating Article 50, saying, we're out of here. Was hand-delivered to the European Council President at the same time she was addressing the House of Commons. She's calling on all of Great Britain to unite, saying that they're past the point of arguing Brexit versus Remain. Brexit won the election. The process has started. It is now time for all the British subjects to come together and work together to make the Brexit as smooth and painless as possible. She won't get them all. There are still way too many people who see their own personal fortunes as very much tied up with the European Union and the global government. Nigel Farage is, of course, obviously happy. He's out there saying he's been fighting 25 years for that day to happen. So he's very, very delighted about what's going on there. New polls over in France are showing 61% of France thinks Islam is not compatible with their society. To nobody's surprise there. And apparently there are more riots in Paris. This time it's the Chinese. Apparently the Paris police wrongfully shot a Chinese gentleman and killed him, triggered riots in the Chinese French community and a serious protest from Beijing. All of France has been turned into this flashpoint, ready to go from any direction. Now, Tim Pool got out on Twitter, and he's pointing out that he found refugees dealing illegal drugs in Athens. He pointed it out publicly and was immediately denounced as racist, apparently in the eyes of the New World Order globalist people. Pointing out refugee crime is racist. I'm sorry, drug crime isn't a race. Illegal isn't a race. A crime is a crime is a crime is a crime. But apparently, refugees are supposed to be given a free pass. And up in Germany, they are. The German government has now ordered the German corporate media to never report if an illegal refugee is involved in a crime. They'll just say suspect without any clarification whatsoever. Now, the European Union has issued a warning to their member states that are starting to offer financial inducements for the refugees to please go back home. And some of these countries are starting to ramp up the amount they're willing to pay for these people to voluntarily leave and go back home. And the EU is saying you need to be careful. They need to conform the payments because apparently some of these migrants are hopping from EU member state to EU member state looking for the best deal. Who is currently offering the most money for me to go home? I'm going to go over there and say, yes, I'll take your money. Now, up in Germany, talk about a miraculous come-from-behind victory. Angela Merkel was going into the elections, first round leading to the chancellorship, federal state of Saar, Germany, and she was trailing badly in the polls, and amazing dead of night, come from behind victory. She won that election by a huge, huge margin. And if you believe she won that election, honestly, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. We're seeing election fraud being used all across Europe to keep the globalists in power, to block the Euroskeptics. We saw it in Norway. The British police are now saying Nigel Farage was the victim of massive election fraud. Jean-Claude Juncker is out there just declaring Le Pen is not going to win those French elections. The fix is in. We trust Diebold, because Diebold guarantees the results. So, but note to Germany, we overcame election fraud to get Trump in. You can overcome election fraud to get Merkel out. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Angela Merkel's miraculous come-from-behind victory in some of the first round of their elections up there. We were reporting yesterday how the Eurosceptic italics it political party is way, way ahead in the polls there. Anybody want to bet that the EU will come in and try and wreck that election as well? Remember how obvious they were during the first Scottish independence referendum? They weren't even trying to hide the fact that they were stealing that election. It was just right out there and open. And at the point where the people of Europe understand their elections have been compromised, then the contract is off. Because people are held in place, subservient to the government, on that belief that, good or bad, somehow they voted for all of this. And when they realize, no, they did not, that it was all a giant scam, well, I'm sure there's still a lot of guillotines over there in various warehouses in France. They'll probably get those out as well. Greece might actually just crash right out of the Eurozone. They're in the middle of this Grexit showdown with this bailout deadlock. Greece is absolutely out of money. They have been plundered by the European Central Bank, by the World Bank, by the IMF. Much of that debt was created through fraud between Goldman Sachs and Papandreou. But in the eyes of the money junkie bank lords, debt is holy. Debt is sacrosanct. We heard this from Christine Lagarde. We don't care if the debt was created through fraud. You, the people, will work to pay it off, even though it's impossible to pay off debt to private central banks. It's designed that way. Now, there is that recognized principle of international law called odious debt. When a country falls apart, the people are only responsible for the debt that was spent on the people. War debts are not included. Money borrowed to give to another country is not included. Money borrowed to spy and oppress the people is not included. And that principle has been used by the people of countries who are going through a change of government to write off massive amounts of debt. And the people of Greece can invoke that principle because the debt is odious if they're being asked to pay for the crimes and dishonesty of their government. And the same thing applies here in the United States of America. When the crash comes, as now does seem inevitable, we need to remember we're not responsible for all of that debt. We're responsible for the debt used to repair our roads, our bridges, our rail system, our water supply, and that's just a tiny, tiny, tiny portion of the debt. Most of it was borrowed for war, for giving to Israel. And that all counts as odious debt. So Greece may just crash right out of the European Union, and that could be the trigger that brings it all apart. We'll be right back after station identification.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.